From Little Rock Public Radio, I'm Nathan Treese with your daily newscast for Tuesday, July 28th, 2026. Arkansas's Attorney General, along with 41 other state attorneys general, has reached a settlement with a genetic testing company over a breach of its data. In 2023, the company 23andMe discovered a data breach that exposed information of 6.9 million customers, including more than 48,000 Arkansans. The data included both account information and, in some cases, genetic ancestry info. States filed the lawsuit against the company in 2025. The coalition has now reached an agreement to pay $18 million to the combined states, of which Arkansas will receive nearly $432,000. According to the terms outlined in the settlement, those funds can be used for future consumer protection enforcement, consumer education, or litigation, for general compensatory or remedial purposes, or for any other purpose permitted by state law. The Pea Ridge Police Department says it's done using a license plate reader system for now. Little Rock Public Radio's Amir Mahmood has more.
The Pea Ridge Police Department is discontinuing its participation in a controversial surveillance program. Flock Safety is known mainly for its license plate readers. These are cameras that read and log the license plate numbers of vehicles driving on certain roadways. Recently, there has been a push to remove these cameras, with people citing privacy concerns and potential abuses. Pea Ridge Police made the announcement on Friday after, quote, analyzing the benefits of the Flock Safety license plate reader system, the return on investment the city has received, the concerns expressed by members of the community, and the amount of time and energy the issue continues to consume, according to a news release. Police Chief Lynn Hahn said in the news release that many of the concerns raised about the city's use of Flock are based on, quote, misunderstandings or misinformation. The Pea Ridge Police Department declined to provide additional comments, directing Little Rock Public Radio to its news release, and it's unclear when the police department will officially end its use of Flock. Amir Mahmood, Little Rock Public Radio.
The University of Arkansas at Little Rock is putting together a list of minor programs to cut ahead of the system's Board of Trustees meeting this September. The Arkansas Democrat Gazette reports the move comes after a group of conservative state lawmakers repeatedly blocked the passage of the school's annual spending bill during the April fiscal session. The school has committed to begin the process of eliminating programs that are, quote, not viable due to low enrollment, including the gender studies minor. Some minors falling below the viability threshold include economics, real estate, English, race and ethnicity, and religious studies. And the note, Little Rock Public Radio is housed on the campus of UA Little Rock. The Department of Human Services estimates the work requirement for Arkansas's Medicaid expansion program, Our Home, will decrease enrollment and raise the average cost of those who remain on the program. The Arkansas Democrat Gazette says an application to renew the federal waiver for the program estimated about 40,000 Arkansans will lose coverage due to noncompliance with the work requirement. The department also estimates the cost per enrollee to be around 10% higher than it would have been without the federal work requirement, which is mandated by the One Big Beautiful Bill Act. It requires non-exempt enrollees to complete a combined 80 hours of work, continued education, or volunteer work per month. An organization based in Northwest Arkansas aims to provide a secular, queer-friendly path to addiction recovery. The group Recovery Demystified was founded in 2024 as an alternative to religiously affiliated groups like Alcoholics Anonymous and Narcotics Anonymous. The group's founder, Early Brunner, says decoupling religion from recovery can be a lifeline for many people living with addiction.
It's super common where people like with religious trauma or people that just want a more science-based approach to addiction and recovery, they walk into a 12-step meeting and they see the word God all over the wall and they're in a church and they're like, well, this isn't for me. And then they go back out into the world and there's nothing else. Mm-hmm. Except the arms of their drug dealer or the open doors of the liquor store.
Brunner says instead of telling people what to do, the group aims to ask people what they need and figure out how to provide it for them.
And if you don't know what you need, how can we foster an environment where people feel vulnerable but comfortable enough to explore their internal landscape and find what is it that I do need? Because one size fits all isn't real. It's not real for hats and it's not real for addiction recovery.
Brunner spoke with partner station KUAF in Fayetteville. More information online at recoverydemystified.com. Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders has appointed Gary Stark to serve on the Arkansas State Board of Education, replacing Adrian Woods. The governor's office says Stark is a lifelong educator and sixth-generation native of Cleburne County. Stark most recently served as senior advisor for K-12 education with the Walton Personal Philanthropy Group. Little Rock officials say demolition of the pedestrian bridge over West Markham Street will begin today. A release from the city says preliminary work began on Monday morning and says the contractor has up to 14 days to complete the project. Traffic on the portion of West Markham between Barton and Thayer has been closed since July 13th after a large truck hit the pedestrian bridge without stopping. Little Rock police are investigating the crash. Today, we are once again under an extreme heat warning. We have a high of 104 today. Heat index could be around 115 degrees. This is a dangerous heat, so if you have to be outside today, please take frequent breaks in an air-conditioned space and drink plenty of water. From Little Rock Public Radio, I'm Nathan Treese.